Uwe, is that a lesson in taking your chances, making the difference?
We played against the informed team in the league. They looked a real threat. I think the first half, the condition played in their hands. What made it very difficult for us, we didn't judge the line in defense for their long balls. And I think the way they got physical on our players at times was borderline. I think at times was the referee didn't let it go on for too much, because sometimes there was no intention to go for the ball. It was just intention to take our player out. In my humble opinion, there was a many fouls for the long balls, but they did it really well, and we rode our luck a little bit in that period. They should have been up. Alex Kearns did a fantastic save. After 20 minutes, you could see what we trained on. We got the ball down, we exposed them in midfield, in wide areas. We got control on the game. And I felt in the second half, when the conditions didn't play a major part, we was the better team. And we won in the second half, we won deservedly 3-0.
You had three quality finishes as well, weren't they? Different finishes, but three great finishes.
And we knew that we got those moments because that was the way they were setting up. And that was all about us taking the chances. And we did the chances. We was clinical, great finishes. And I was very happy for 70 minutes today, because the first 20 minutes we was in trouble against a very, very strong Northampton team.
About adapting to the conditions as well as playing the opposition, isn't it?
It took us too long to adapt. Took us too long to really handle their physicality. Took us too long to set this proper line and get the ball out of their pressing areas. And but after that, 70 minutes, we managed it really well.
You're going into the final 12 games of the season now in a really good situation. You've got momentum, you've got this unbeaten run that you're continuing. What's your message to the lads going forward?
Today was a real, real dangerous game for us. We didn't have the greatest week in training. We didn't have the greatest week in terms of conditioning. First day we needed to abandon our training. Today was, for me, we had one or two more injuries. Today was a real dangerous game for me, and next week is that game. I don't need to motivate the players, because that is easy one. And then going to the Scunthorpe, to a top team, and so next week will be easier to prepare.
Your three goal scorers, you've got your two centre forwards, if you like, are both scored today, and Bobby Grant scores an excellent goal as well. Good to see David Ball's up to 12 goals now. Devante moving, you know, up the scoring charts as well.
Yeah, I wasn't sure to start Devante. I was between Devante and Ash. But I think the way we set out the team, I think I felt Devante was the one who can contribute, especially in the beginning of the game, in his way, because he's different than Ash. And I had a lucky hand in that quality finish and the way he played as well. I was also happy with Ash Hunter. I think he was very composed after he got that yellow card. At times I felt, oh wow, he might get sent off, but he kept his cool. He worked very hard, and I was very happy with him as well. So there was some outstanding performance today. You not hear me very often to single out individuals, but Alec Cairns in decisive moments, top draw. I think Bobby Grant, David Ball, Kyle Dempsey. We had a very strong line throughout the team, and Conor McLaughlin, with the problems he had and his not regular training with us, outstanding. I'm very pleased that we got that win under our belt.
We seem to have this discussion most weeks. Uwe, now clean sheet again. That's built on the solid foundation, but your keeper helped you today.
Today, I think you have not seen many times our keeper has so much to do like today, and that's compliment to Northampton. There was a informed team and very strong.
You're going into the final stretch, almost going into March next week, and obviously back end of April's the end of the season. Still a lot of points to play for and a long way to go, but your team are starting to be taken notice of a little bit now. Do you think you've flown under the radar a bit up to now?
Maybe. And but I told the players today before, I said a lot of people don't want us to be up there. A lot of people think, oh, Fleetwood, what, they should be up there. It should be Charlton, it should be Millwall, it should be Bolton, all the big clubs. So there's a lot of traps out there for us, and we need to be sure that we're not going in those traps.
In the run into the end of the season, you're going to need your squad. Still got a couple of guys out fairly long term. Is there any chances of Jimmy Ryan and Nathan Pond making an appearance anytime soon?
Jimmy Ryan will be very, very difficult this season to be seen him back on the pitch. Unfortunately, I have to tell you that news. Rest of the players are all in contention. I don't know, next week or the week after. Like I said, I will never give you concrete information because of medical issues. And when you go to the doctor, and you're not going out afterwards and tell all your mates what he said. So this is private. And but I think apart from Jimmy Ryan, everybody will return. It's just a question of time.